So, what brings down is a matzah situation that a person could be kaveh ves aidei certain mikrim, where it says piyuk, eater, stomach cramps, and various other vestas. So, I'm going to get it first. What's considered ves apiyuk? Machlik shishenim. What's like there? Rashlin's ves apiyuk is more like a person like stretching, when. Tosis learns that piyuk is more a person's like yawning. That's what piyuk is. That's what's happening. There's another mahalach. The Rach learns that piyuk is that she keeps on burping, and all these things are simanim of the ves coming. Anyone have a gemara here a second? No gemara here. Okay, it's not gemara. All these things are simanim of the ves coming, and that's going to be considered a kriyas vest. It has to be that night. It's a one-time thing. It has to be that happens. Shor shtayim, hour two. Eishu gilores. I'm shem piyuk. Yidish chad ezim no lekav. Kavam. Ma'ach mitchilas ves. Soif ves. Chad piyuk. Chad yidish chad yishayach. Yidish ves. We're mechalik of it between the beginning and the end. If it's just happening one time, there's no beginning and the end. Elamai is talking about it's happening a lot of times. This is lashon has become shah ishtayim, happening an hour or two, that she's yawning and burping, stretching, or whatever she's doing is happening for a nice amount of time. And just happening once or twice would not be considered the best. The lashon of the rush has a little different nusach, a little bit of nusach in Tosfos. The lashon of the rush says that not to happen an hour or two, the rush doesn't happen, it's harbi pumim. It's happening 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Doesn't give so much a schedule how long it has to be. It has just to be done a lot of times. It doesn't have to be for an hour or two, which is bad. Some mitzvah. Why should it be an hour or two? Like my question, why should it have to be an hour or two? What do you say?
It's
abnormal. Harbi pumim is also abnormal. I'm saying, this is medaic, it's an hour or two, like. Is it an hour or two, number one? It's an hour. And what did I say? So it just means, so the nice of the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is that it's only called Tama, it says more like the Lashon Arash. Tosfos is medayek, the difference he brings down. Tosfos says that it has to be an hour or two, and he says, like, watch me an hour or two. He's bringing the Lashon Arash, which is Harbi Pumim. The nice of the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is more like the Rush. It's only Oisakin Harbi Pumim Zachazah. Has to be a lot of times, Mashenkin, if it's Pamachas or Pam Shnaim, that's not going to be considered a vest. So what's the first vest? So we said for the first one is Piyuk. We said Mechayik's Rishonim. Mechabim, when he brings down Piyuk, he says, what's Piyuk? Kodom, Pesh Reisav Mechayik's Kovet. A person stretches, or Pesay Mechayik's Kovet. A person yawns. Adam Moshik Kodach Hagoran. A person burps. That's considered a vest Piyuk. What's Mesateshas? So the Mechabit says Mesateshas Derech Mata, that you're passing gas below. The Shach brings down the Lashon Rambam, that the Rambam's Mashma, that doesn't mean Derech Mata, it means that person, she's sneezing. And she's sneezing over and over and over, then that already is going to be considered a Kviyas Vest. Now we had to know let's look at Veskvitzis, right? Veskvitzis is the Sivan Alachis that we saw Machoikis and we showed why the Veskvitzis alone could be considered a Kviyas Vest. We saw Sugar Kvitz of that. And we pass a cook Vest Nekvachas Enes, a Filos Akam Pomim is not going to be considered a Vest. It's only considered a Kviyas Vest together, Merkav with the Yamim. And the question is when it comes to Vest Piyuk, the Rishonim say that Vest Piyuk is more in the Gemara, more in the Sugar, that by Piyuk, you could make a vest by itself. And the question is, minus shtana vest piyuk, that we're saying if a person yawns three times, or has a stomach ache three times, has a headache three times, that's yes going to be considered a vest. I'm thinking by vest kvitzis, the halacha is, you do it three times. The psak and the chaber is that we're not being considered a vest. Lashon Shulchan Aruch Rishonim and vest kvitzis is not going to be considered a vest. So why, what's the difference? Why vest kvitzis we say that would not be considered a vest, even though he did it 100 times in a row and you saw it every single time it was going to be considered 100 times in a row, when you say that's not kvias ves, when you're dealing with a vest of piyuk, all these we say is yes, going to be considered a vest.
Piyuk not anus, does that make any difference?
The
pizza's anus and
piyuk
is not anus?
Well, so the answer is that there's a chilek between vest, piyuk, and vest kvitzes. Vest kvitzes, you said it is that vest kvitzes is an outside thing which is being going her to see. She jumped, she did exercise, she whatever she was doing, and she went and she did something outside. Action was cause her to see, and that's a shayla. Is that yes considered a vest? Is not considered a vest? So maybe it's not considered a vest because it can happen every single time. Well, this is why we saw last time we're not being considered a vest. Over here it's a whole different sugi. Over here it's faker. It's when you're having your vest. This is it's not a sibra for the vest to come. This is a simen to tell you that the vest is coming. Vest kvitz is a sibra. Now that was a sugi before. Is this sibra considered a sibra to be considered a vest, or it's not considered a vest? Vespiak besoid is Andres Lagami. The said of Vespiak is that this is a sign, a simon to let you know that, oh, the Ves is coming. This is letting us know. So therefore, that's what, even though Vespiak is, maybe we say that's not because it's a to Ves, Vespiak is a warning sign and letting you know that, oh, the Ves is here, being that the down is about to come out or something's about to happen, you're having all these involuntary reactions, she's yawning, she's burping, she's stretching, sneezing, all these things. That's the reason why it's considered a vest. Rosh Hashanah. Chol Tov Yishalom Asoy Simzay Zeh. Rosh Tiyur. Like Hashem Yidi. Shani Pig Dolim Ki Oynes. Pig is not Oynes. I feel like Tiyur like Kvitzel Chol Eker Vest. And more than Pig is considered a vest. Because Pig could be said that Tavei Isha Lios Kein B'Shanas Yuhasa Mi Moisra Eleicha from the extra dam, therefore causes it. Therefore we say Pig Shas Mogor. Mashenken over here, we say it's not like this. That's where the point is saying is my favorite. All the chilukim between Ves Kvitzes and Ves Piyuk is that Ves Kvitzes is a gerim, and the Gemara Shaila is this a gerim? Yes, because of Ves, or not the gerim because of Ves? Mashenken, we're dealing with the Ves Piyuk. They say that it's a simon that now we know the dam's coming. This is letting us know the dam's coming, and therefore that's the reason why it's considered a Ves. So what's the difference between Ves Kvitzes and Ves Piyuk? So there are a couple of differences. One is Ves Kvitzes, if you jump three times, what's halacha? Is it a vest? Is it a vest at all? Chosh is like a vest and a kavua. Chosh is a vest and a kavua. I'm actually going to bring vest piyuk. It happens three times. We can consider it a vest kavua. That's one chilek. Another chilek is vest kvitzis. We said until it happens three times, do you have to be chosh for it? You don't have to be chosh for it. My shenkin over here, we're saying even if it happens one time, Mechaber says like this. Mechaber says, if she was Pirkei Rosh Chodesh, she saw. Because of Pirkei Rosh Chodesh, then 2 weeks later she had another Pirk. And here there's a Chumra more than Ves Kvitzes. The Bai Ves Kvitzes till three times, even though we're not Pirkei Rosh, even then only Ves Nekvu. Over here, even one time, we Chodesh right away that this is going to be a Goyim, and as a Din of a vest, and just like every vest in a kavua, be chosh for it. So to here, you have to be chosh for it. Now, there's an interesting question. Right, only by three times we said over here, even one had to be chosh for. Once you said it again, because this is telling you the period is coming. If the period is coming, they have to be chosh right away. And Shenkein, plus kvitzes is shaila garimim, and it's shaila garimim, and therefore that's a shaila. Now, there's the lashon mechaber that says very interesting lashon. Now the question was, what does that mean? We saw, for those of you remember, if a lady passes the vest and she didn't do her bedika, what's going to be the lach in that type of situation? So we saw if it's a vest kibur, the lach is the what? Your asa ashatifdek and your asa till you go out and do bedika. Vest and kibur, we said that your ikrit. Right away, once you pass other vessel like Barka, then Lach is going to be Mutter. We saw in Ibanez has a din of Ves Kavua. So she has what's going to Lach by Ves HaPiyuk? Is Ves HaPiyuk Kipshuta Mitzvah, Ves HaPiyuk should be like a regular vest. And just like by a regular vest, we say that other vessel like Barka is going to be Mutter. So to the year, the glat svarchitzayin should be that over vesloy barka, over here should be mutter. The problem is what's this lashon which says over here that you have to chishes with the piyug. What's the shamish asher tivdeik? What's this lashon over asher shamish asher tivdeik? What does it mean asher shamish asher tivdeik? If you're in the vest, so then of course it's asher shamish. If you're after the vest, so then. If you're after the vest, so then normally Vashani Kavua, the halacha is, it's going to be Oikaris. So what's this lashon of the Torah? What's the lashon of the Mechaber? Which is Asa Lashamish Asher Tivdeik. So the Baruch wants to be Marchikit. He's Marchikit the lashon. And he says it means all the regular halachas, and there's nothing really fancy about it. It means you're Asher, and the Chachir you should do Bedika before you have Tashmish. Just like every Vashani Kavua, you're supposed to do Bedika before you have Tashmish. Let's do Bedika on the Ayanyam Revest. So to be you're supposed to be digging on your vest, and you're telling your lechachila you are also to have tashmish until you do bedika on the yom vest. And Echnami passed the yom vest. And Echnami, the Bach says, and Echnami that would yes be considered, or yes be considered mutter. He has another plan to say the Bach that let's say last time she was pika, and she saw at the end of the pika. So at the beginning of the pika. Technically, what should be the halacha? Huh? Your mutter. It's not your vest. The only time you aser is when it's a safe. It's the only time you aser is the zman which you see. Then that's the time it's going to be aser. So a person which he was being piak for 3 hours and it's only at the safe, someone else is safe, meaning not going to be aser. So at the back, a chiddush over here, the email will only aser at the end, but if you're attached at the beginning, you should go ahead and do bidika. Why? Because fourth, you're in the danger zone over here and you're being mafayik. So even though you only usher at the end, but at the beginning you're going to have to need a bedika before you go ahead and have tashmis, which is an interesting concept. Which I don't know if we have a sermon card for this. What? One second. It's an interesting concept that that we see that we're going to say that it's next to the actual vest, but it's a zman which a person have to be chayshish. And therefore, you can be us even at the beginning. Adjective. Like the Taz, on the other hand, says that over here is a chumah more than anywhere else. Here's a kasha. Is a specific zev simadala and like a gimel pon like bakel lasik. It's going to be mutter. So the Taz can't pirek garatvei. Over here, pirek is worse than anything else. Why? Kiman the tera who be ish of the faik b'shas riyaso by samachla have a reis of the finish yitomeya. It's like the Taz, Moedik HaKedosh, Moedik HaNayiz, that this is more chomer than any other Vashani Kavua, because since the Teva, the Isha is Mephaik when she's seeing, this is telling you she is seeing. Therefore, to Mahash Rechosh that she's seeing. And even the other Vashani Kavua, we're going to say, no, you have to be going and do Bedika, because maybe Shtaka saw and you got lost, because this is such a Shtaka Simen that you're going to see, and therefore, even other Vashani Kavua, you're going to have to go ahead and be Machmer, because of a Shtaka Reisa, and it's more chomer than a regular Vashani Kavua, and you have to go ahead and be chayshish. So it comes out that Moedik HaKedosh, that a piyuk is more chomer than a regular Vashani Kavua. Why? Because, like I said before, this is a raya and simon that you're going to see. The Shach, on the other hand, in the Kuz HaKesef, is Marchiket. He said that which says Asa Asher Tivdeik, he doesn't want to say over here that's this Nai Chiddush, that it's more chomer than any other Vestus. And the Shach wants to say that which says Asa Asher Tivdeik means that. Let's say she yawned for 3 hours, and it's like close to the zman of her where she finished yawning. It's like right after. So in that time, being as very close to the zman that she sees, so being that she's very close to the zman that she sees, so over there it's going to be aser asher tivdeik. By that, if you pass a day, or it's a while afterwards, it's not going to be more common than a regular Vashani Kavua. It's just saying over here, regular Vashani Kavua, you pass the day, we're done. Over here, a little bit after, and say how long, but a little bit after the zman which person is fake. How do you know for sure you're stopping yawning? How do you know everything? Therefore, yes, the Bach is going to the beginning. And we have four pshatim. The Bach, one pshat is the Marchik, and some is the Nachas. Part of the Bach is that if you saw last month at the end of the Piyuk, at the beginning of the Piyuk, we're going to ask you to have Tashmish until you go to Bedika. Why? You're in a danger zone. I discussed many times, and therefore we have to go ahead and do Bedika. We have the Malacha, the Shach. It's the same thing as every other vest. Just regular vest, once you pass the day, you're finished, no Shaykhs to it, and you're good to go. Over here, you have to wait a little bit longer. Then say, Miyad. He says, Kim Shatoy Bezman, Miyad Acher Zman, Afilo Samachloi, Koshloi. He says that regular Zman is telling the Zman. So once you pass the Zman, you pass the Zman. Over here, it's not Mamash Zman. So therefore, if it's close to the Zman Apiyuk, you can be also Shamash HaShetivdek. Some Achach Apiyuk, also Shamash. Some other Zman Muflik, Achach Apiyuk. But like Gisha, I think Mutter, because it's not going to form. I think the Taz is coming along with a tremendous Chiddush and Chumah, that this is more Chumah than everything else. And therefore, over here, it's going to be also HaShetivdek, and has it similar to like Vesek Vuri, such a thing. And over here, it's going to be also the Maitzah, the Chachas Adam. And the Maitzah, the Chachas Adam brings down the Chachas Adam and Chachas Daz both bring down this Chumra of the Taz. The Pisa Tshuva Kupay Dala Chavala, for those of you who remember, brings down the Taz. He brings down that Kozai Vesk Viliyamim, you saw my when you over as man of Vesk and Mimutter, she says, Ava Vivesh, I de Mikram, Shabagufok, and Gisha Mikram Elov, Lebotka, Filibes and Kavua, also Shamish, Asha Tivdek, and Yasu Paskins, like the Taz. Akashim says more of a Chumra, but I might say the Achrenim Achishish for this Shitas Taz. Because it was coming out of Mertika, he said that this Vesk is more Chumra, and even if you pass his man, it's going to be Asa. What? Give me a pastel. You know it's going to be awesome. Fine. Another chum we have that's kvitzes over that's kvitzes. Also, you have kvitzes the esmol garim or not. Over there, we had a whole sugya. Whether do you say kvitzes the esmol garim or we say that it's a goyim muslim afreya, and now that we say that it's tali niyoyim, and it's not going to be tali in the kvitzes. It's not tali in the kvitzes. So, nachal rajban ra that is vest piyak. More of a swear to say that it's from the Piyuk, or it's going to be less of a swear, less of a swear to say. The Rav wants to say that Fakard. Even if you say Kvitz the Esmal, we would say is yes Gerim, not like Pesach Shulchan Aruch. Even if you say Kvitz the Esmal, we would say it's from the Kvitzis, but Piyuk the Esmal, we're definitely not going to say it's from the Piyuk. I'm going to say it's the Yerim is Kikar. Hey, you have the case, right? So, well, the Ra'ah. He says that even if you say Kvitz the Esmal, we're going to say that Kvitz the Esmal maybe could be a Gairam, but by Piyuk, he says Fakir. By Piyuk, you're not going to say the Piyuk the Esmal is going to be a Gairam. He says because if you're dealing with Piyuk, so Piyuk is a sign that Dam's coming. It's here, right? She's yawning and sneezing, and she's yawning and she's sneezing. So, where's the dam? If it didn't come right away, that tells you that it's not beside the piyuk. Piyuk is assuming that the dam is here. That's why you're sneezing, you're having all these reactions. So there's no sad to say that if I was piyuk on Sunday and Monday the dam came, that that's going to be mitzad the piyuk. It's vade going to be mitzad the yoyim. Because what's Piyuk? We're saying Piyuk is a simen.
It's a beginning and it's an end, so it could be
a day. Piyuk is a simen, the dam's coming. Mm-hmm. If it's a simen, so where to go? Where is this 24-hour tape delay? Like, what happened? Where to go? So the fact that it didn't come, so therefore, that tells you that it was not beside the Piyuk, and it's beside the Yom. That's just as raw. As Kvitsa, maybe you could say Kvitsa Asmo is Yergayon, but Piyuk Asmo definitely, you can say, is not. Even if he says like Kvitzis, it's talking to the Shainas. Even that, yeah, but here, no, because Kvitzis, I jumped. It took, and I did exertion, and then the next day, fine. It made it weaker, and it came the next day. My Shane came. Oh, here's the Simon Dam came. Where's the dam? Where are we? So he's understanding the Simon is here. Where is it? The Rashi was Vikard. He was like Kvitzis Asimov. It's not a Gairim, there's not a Shukhnar person, Pika Esmo would, yes, be a Gairim. The Raj says, because if it's Kvitsa Faker, Kvitsa is you jumped, you exerted yourself, you pushed. So, like, it's a Siba. So, that Siba, what happened to the Siba? You have a Siba, why it's coming? Where to go? You have a Siba, it's coming. Yeah, I did something to cause the dam to come. Pika is just assuming the dam's coming. When is the dam coming? So, it's like, it's going slow. We have announcement, the dam's coming, let's figure it out. So we have announcement, the dam's coming tomorrow. Therefore, even if you get Kvitz of the Esmol, it's not a Gerim, because you had a Sibra and it didn't come, But by Piyek, being a Piyek is just a Simen, so then we're going to say that it would yes be considered. How do we pass? The Chavis of Yazayin says by Kvitsa. Kazu Rasa Kazu Rasa Kazu Rasa Yom like Kvitsa, Kaitsa Kavay Chashabas, Rasa Dam, Lachav Yom Kavtsa Vech Chashabas, Rasa Dam, Lachitas Kavtsa Yom Chashabas, Rasa Dam, Hakshah Kavtsa Rasa, Harei Kava Hechav Shabbos, so you know that she am Gerim, love like Kvitsa, but Kvitsa is not, the Mechavis of Kvitsa is not going to be a Gerim. Hashem came by us, by Piyuk, Mechavir and Sif, Chof, passes like the Rajbo, that we say, Piyuk the Esmo would yes be a Gerim by Shchidosh, and therefore we'll say it's the best Merkav of Yomim and Rei Shchidosh. Right, so that's another difference between Kvitsa and Piyuk, and so come the same you said, Kvitsa is a Sibra, and this is just a simon, and the Rajma are very into machlokes. Does it have to be simon miyad, or the other way, a sibah has to be miyad, and the simon could be even later on. Another nafkin miyad between kvitzus and other vests. So when it comes to piyuk, we're saying you can have a piyuk alone could be kvitzus vest. Every time she has these yawning and stretching or headaches or cramps or whatever they are, every single time that's going to be considered kviyas vest. And also it could be merkav, like we said, it could be a vest yamim together with the, it could be a merkav, it could be a vest every Reish Chodesh, she yawns and sees. It could be merkav of the piyuk together with the yam, you can have both of them. So when you see the first time, the Chabad says, so right away you have to be chayshish, each one. Let's say she's Rosh Chodesh and she's yawning. So you have to be chayshish, so maybe you can convey a vest you have to be kaveh. Now let's say a person was kaveh three times on Rosh Chodesh, she has a vest morkav of piyuk together with Rosh Chodesh. Then tesva b'chodesh, she goes ahead and starts yawning. What's going to be halacha in that case? So the pashtus, by every vest any kavua will be the halacha. What? No, she has a vest kavua three times in a row. Rosh Chodesh yawning. All of a sudden, she has a yawning spell to Chav Ches. I think it's coming early. Do I have to be cautious for it? So I've been saying very, very strongly, no. Why should there be such a thing? We never learned such a thing. What? Are we cautious for it? Are we cautious by itself or not? Zak to Beis Yosef, not like that. If you have, even though you have a vest kavua, and you have the yawning, all of a sudden they start this yawning fit or sneezing, Zak to Beis Yosef, you have to be chayshish like a vashen kavua. And you have to be chayshish. She said 3 months in a row on Rosh Chodesh. Chav Zayin b'chayshish, she started yawning, Zak to Beis Yosef, you have to go ahead and be chayshish for it like a vest sheni kavua, because we have to be chayshish. You have to be chayshish that maybe she's going ahead and yawning. The Taz brings down to Ramah, says not like that. Ramah says, Dafka, she covered her vest. Shnei b'yachar. Mechir chosh lechon mifnei asmik, and he does case when tikva. The Taz and his medayik and shach medayik and the Ramah like that. That the only chash is, Dafka, you kvei both them together. Moshen kain, calls me not kvei both together. Ramah says, I guess. At the beginning, when you see the first time, Rosh Chodesh and yawning, you have to be chayshish both them separately. Yawning and Rosh Chodesh, because maybe it's Rosh Chodesh, maybe it's yawning, each one's going to be separate. But once you convey both them together, so then they're interrelated to each other, you don't have to be chayshish. It's like the Taz, that Ramah is being chilik on this, and saying like, this is considered like a regular vest, and therefore you do not have to be chayshish for each one separately, and has a regular din vest, and therefore you do not have to go ahead and be chayshish for it. So Shai is worship shot in the Beis Yosef. The Maisen is a tremendous taich. So here's a fascinating chiddush. We've been doing vests already almost 2 months, and we never saw such a thing. The vest kavua, also in that, it's something which that's what you saw. I didn't see. So Shavuot brings down from Lechem. Shavuot is true. Lechem will be zayin. It brings down Lechem Simba. It's the same story we're saying over and over today. That the vest of Piyuk vest Simon Magov is older than Andersart vest. This is a simon telling you, hi, the dam's here, I'm coming. So even though maybe 3 months ago I haven't reached Chodesh, there's Murkav, but all of a sudden we have a knock on the door, the dam's here. And this is saying, it's coming. So therefore, being that this is a siman that the dam's coming, therefore, even though I have a vest kavur together, I now have to choshesh for the eni kavur shabai. And I have to choshesh that being that I'm having the simanim, I have to choshesh that now it's coming, and therefore I have to go ahead and be choshesh that the dam is coming. That's why in the base system. So, man, that the Pshat is, since there is a siman that is coming, even though the siman till now, this the chiddush of it, but it's a siman. But you know, the siman is morkav together. But now that it was nifrad, we chiddush that maybe it's going to be separately, and therefore I have to go ahead and chiddush it. The Ma'aseh Shevet Levi says he brings down the siman. He says the Ma'aseh, even the Chacham itself doesn't say clearly that the base system says that. Chaver doesn't bring it down. Not clear whether Chaver holds it. Doesn't hold of it. Or more clear, does not hold of it. Klai Shlomo says, "We sure don't have to hold of it." And if Allah Almighty, you do not have to be choishish for this chumrah of each one being separately. But stop. No wonder. So, but we see this in Malach of Mitzvot. So we see again this chiddush over and over. We see this nakuda. Now, no, because it's not a sim that this means anything. It's just because I'm yawning, that's not a sim that's coming. I'm yawning because I'm allergic to peanut butter. I don't know, whatever it is. It could be from anything. But I'm yawning because whatever it is. I'm shanking. But therefore. Now, if you have a vest morkov, of if you have a vest morkav of a shchidesh together at the piyak, how are you going to be oikeret? So the way you oikeret would be the regular halachas of being oikeret things. So you have to pass by three times. If you have three piyaks on Rosh Chodesh, and you have three piyaks and on Rosh Chodesh, and you're gonna have to tell how you're gonna be oikeret. Let's say you just have 3 months where you didn't see, but you want piyak.
No.
So it's interesting. So here the Sivitaya points out that for 3 months in a row of a shchidish, and you didn't yawn, you will be eiker the fact that I don't have to chiddush next month for shchidish. That you will be eiker because my said 3 months in a row I didn't see a shchidish. But if I yawn on a shchidish and the month seven, then I'm gonna have to go ahead and be chiddush for it. What?
Snap back.
I wasn't accurate. I was pirka three times in Rosh Chodesh. Now, fourth month of Rosh Chodesh, I had to be chayshish. Well, why had to be chayshish? Because I had to be piyak. I had to be chayshish for the...
I wasn't.
Now, if I wasn't piyak 3 months in a row, so I was accurate Rosh Chodesh Shabbai, but not the piyak Shabbai. If I yawn on day seven, it's not snap back. I was never accurate that. So I cover all those two together. I was never.
Why wasn't I
good at Piyak? Because I wasn't. Piyak, I had to be a Piyak and not see. That's right. If I'm a Piyak, I don't see, then it would not be considered. And I'd be considered as. Okay, so let's get to Halacha L'Maaseh. And again, that's the best. So, what's the story of all these Mechushim? What? No, so the Shah is like this. The Shah is Menegeya. Many women. Many women have certain type of feelings when they're having the period, and the question is that turning into vestigah or not? So I'm asking them to help me out, just to find out the messias. No, if you can help me out or whatever, because I don't, they have cramps, or they have a headache, they have different sort of feelings. No, just to find out exactly the revive exactly. No, we didn't invite exactly the Matthias and the Rebbe. Not like this. Now, oh, why is sitting here today? Akapanim, if it's something, let's say your wife says, I think I'm getting my period, and this happens every month, and it takes a couple of days for it to happen. Sometimes 1 day, sometimes 2 days, sometimes 3 days, sometimes 4 days, sometimes it happens, doesn't happen. So what's the luck in that case? That's pressure. That's nothing. That's not. I just start getting a headache and 3 days later, and next time 4 days later, 5 days later. So you know what's coming. But I always know your period's coming eventually, right? In a month, I mean, it's coming, right? So the fact that she had a headache or something, started not feeling well. That's pressure. That's not going to be considered any. That's not going to be considered any vest, and that's not going. If it's not scheduled. Yeah, no. One time it happened. 2 days, 3 days. There's nothing rhyme or reason. But it was something which anything like that could. Anything which happens let's set up. Anything happens sometimes. Nothing to do with the dam. I'm sure not a best. Wife says, oh, she's not feeling well. And some type of or test, some type of headache, or some type of cramps other times, and just a stomach ache, or and it's not miyuchad, then this is not what we're talking about. All these cases over in the Gemara are things which are out of the ordinary, extraordinary, out of the ordinary. She's yawning for an hour or two, and something which is out of the ordinary, and something which is not something which is miyuchad. When the dam's coming, this is saying the dam's coming. If something which happens, I'm all here, I'm all there, then it's not going to be considered, it's not going to be considered as. So that's side number one. Side number two is, this is an interesting request on Erechus Rabbeinu, Chelik Dara Pei Samach Tes. He brings down that he went to Yeshua Mishra find something about all these ladies in Ophiral, and he said, everyone has that. That's what Mishra said. Came back to Eretz Yisrael, and he asked Merav Rabbi, and I think it's a Stiper, Chaznish, I think it's a Stiper, that Stiper, Erechus Rabbeinu. I came back, he went there, and Rishon everyone has it. He wrote about the Stiper, says, like, do you have to choshesh vest for all ladies to have it? He's like, I don't know, who cares? Every lady has a vest, I don't know. What's the problem every lady is having vest? It's like, well, you know, where exactly is the issue? Ain't one Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, I value to be choshesh. Now, look, Mustamor, Rishon meant, Agav, people are like, Ramesha also, most people don't understand Ramesha, saying with that clown. Saying, he wrote Shuvah, so you know what he said, but when he's speaking about that, it's, you know, Ramesha, whatever, it was quick, it was whatever, it wasn't like, what? He used to have Rav David sit down and explain exactly what he meant, a lot of the, whatever, kids are on tape. But anyhow, I was, Al Kapanim, the Baal Pesha, by, what?
You say that about the
Shuvah's also? Shuvah's what do you mean?
What he meant, he really meant the Zoys.
Well?
Sometimes they say about the Tshuva, it's like, you have to know who he's talking to.
Yeah, of course it's true, you have to have it, but you read the Tshuva. Moshe writes like Dhamma. Moshe writes like Dhamma to the thing. He's very against all Peskei Dinim. It was Churban HaTorah to write Peskei Dinim because what? It's Mutter, Asa, Asa, Mutter, who cares? Why, where, and how? Like, Mechatesa. He's our main Tshuva, so look what it says, and decide whether it makes sense. And you write Peskei Dinim without the Tam, there's Engaz Adavar. And the other, he says, don't make Tshuva and just send it on me. If you like my Pshat, go for it. If not, not. And that was so much the Cherifas like that. What?
That's how we take all his food.
Who's we and who's okay, but I'll keep on him. So we're not going to be rolling over here. Yeah, so because if it's something which. Right, that's not sidetracked, yeah. So because of that, so Mustafa Moshe Man was that if it's something which has all the time and it's. Then that's not something which is considered a vest, that's something which is miyuch. Something which you have all the time. You're not feeling well. Or it's cramps and stomach ache. It's something which is a regular, normal thing, then it's not considered a vest. If your wife, Taka, has something which is miyuch every single time.
Rosh is anything which is normal. That's anything that's by few.
What?
If she says it's a normal thing,
she's that's a normal thing. I'm sorry. Right.
Oh,
now. If she has something which is miyuchud for when she sees, and it's only when she sees, and it's pretty steady when she sees, then anokanami. Then she has a certain type of cramp. It's only mamish then. And that's what it is. So then anokanami, and it's pretty kavua. She sees it right before and then it happens. It's not like, and it's not 4 days, 3 days. It's pretty kavua what it is.
Dam.
No, dam.
She has to see dam with the cramp.
Or close to it, we'll get there in terms of how many days in a second. And she has a miyuchadika thing. She always sees it when she's seeing. Therefore, that tainakanami, that's something which would be. Just kiss you there outside. Pesach, check that out. That's something which is a miyuchad only when she's seeing. And the kanami, that's something which would be miyuchad when she sees. And so, and similar to the time she sees the kanami, that would be yes, we consider the vessel gof, and you have to be chayish. So I'm definitely engineering feedback from. Just here, I'm just curious to hear whether when it's CS, ask your wife when she has her period, does she have a certain feeling right before, which is only miyuchad for that, and is it steady or not? My understanding is. My understanding is that it's not so kavua. And it's not so miyuchad, but.
You ever heard any bizarre ones?
What do you say? No, most people don't ask this because No, it's not something. No, the question. But I, no, it's not. No, I don't think I ever got a. You know, most of them ask it because they don't know.
Nobody
I mean,
to ask it.
Don't think they asked it. Well, also, before we went to Sugi, did you ever start with that? Were you told it?
No.
What?
No.
Yes.
Who said yes?
Some yes, some not. So I think.
I got my money.
No, so it's like this. Some people say this is like the first sif. No, so it's like this. Some people say this is the first sif you got to teach in Hilchos Vestas. Like, this is it. This is. Some say this is the first sif you have to teach in Hilchos Vestas. This is the one. This is the one everyone has to know. Because this is Vesta Goff, this happens, and this is the most common, and this is the one you have to know. And some people just say, no, it doesn't really happen. Well, and it's not, it's Mamash HaKavua, it's not Miuchud. And that's what's going to be taught. But myself, if the mitzvah is by you that it is like that, just certain type of cram. I said people don't ask. No, I don't have cases. People don't ask. But if there's a certain type of headache, which only is then, and it doesn't come the rest of the time, or a certain type of cramps, which only is then, and it's only miyuchved then, and only comes close to then, and it's around the same amount of time. Not one time, it's a week before. One time is a week before, one time 2 days before, so then Lord tells us, like, so why is not Simonet is here? Like, why is it a week before? Why is it 3 days before? Why is it 2 days or 1 day before? Now, in terms of whether it has to be 1 day before, 2 days or 3 days before, by Kvitzis, we saw the Chavis Da'atzach, Hashem said, only Kvitzis, that's the most garb. If it's 2 days, 2 days before, then we're not going to say it, only if it's very close. Mashenkein over here, Mashenkein, if it's far and before, we're not going to be choshesh. So over here is, Sheva Levi says, we saw in the Mamma Kremis, if you just schedule 2 days before, you have to be choshesh for it. Why not? We see a pattern. And she gets his cramps 2 days before, and therefore you'd have to go ahead and, you have to go ahead and be choshesh for it. But the Ash of another hand, what?
What's the status of those 2 days?
No. Oh, that's a question. If you have the piyuk and then you always see 2 days later, so you're not chayshus till
you actually see.
But that tells you in 2 days from now, I have to be chayshus. Every day, chavav of the month, I start having the piyuk, these cramps, chavches I see, so chavches I'm aser for and as a din of.
Chavav is you may
remove the. No, chavav is.
Nothing.
It's always 2 days later. So 2 days later. Yeah, no, not also. You only chayshus the shaitim. It's still chavtala. You only chayshus the shaitim. Regular is machalas of s. A sir calls myself as a vest. So he goes safely and goes to the safely. Avadia, if she sees it 2 days later, 2 days a mutter, but that day turns into a vest, and you have to go ahead and you have to go ahead and be cautious for it. But the Ashen at the end in the Karp Sefer and Perek Zayin, Arukuf Samak Dalak Samak Samak Rav, he says that no, Menasam, we're not going to be cautious more than 1 day. It'll be like, it's like Kvitsa, we say Kvitsa Esmogurim. So over here, we're not going to be chayshish. If you saw 3 months in a row like that already, then already wants you to be chayshish, because we do see a pattern. But Kol's man is more than 24 hours away. You do not have to chayshish as the vest and kavua until we muksik that this is some type of vest. Then you do not have to go ahead. You do not have to go ahead and be chayshish for it. One last halacha that I'm going to discuss is when the guy hears of Dvarim Chamim. Is there a muksik of Dvarim Chamim? Is that something that's going to cause a vest, not cause a vest? You have Ochel Shum. So it's really the two things. If somebody has a Meichel which causes a vest, so Ramah has two Shitas. Is that a vest Kvitza? And what's the Lech of vest Kvitza? That vest Kvitza is not going to be Kveya by itself. It's only Kveya Merkav with the Yamim. Or is this like a vest a Piyuk and it's a vest that they make where it's going to be and it's going to cause it? Ramah brings down about this. Okay, we're finished. Wrap it up. The kvitzer shayv masah kaves vasiyamim. Yeshayim shiva there. Yeshayim. Kvitzer two shitas in Rama. One shita that.
Binoculars.
Right. Kvitzer two shitas in Rama. Whether achilas do dvarim charifim is that something which could be kaver vas by itself, or as a din of a vas. Daka Merkav Yamim, the Meister Shlomo has been down there, the Meister were Machmer for both Shitas, and you have to be Chishish that it's going to be considered Kvias Ves, being by itself, and also whether it's going to be separate. Now, Ramah's an interesting case based on the Rush that, till now, we said all these Vestas, you only convey them if it's all three, has to be the same type. have to have three sneezing. You can't have one time sneezing, one time yawning, one time cramps. Always has to be the side effect mentioned. Or, the only thing you can be kaveh if it's three times the same thing. If it's different type of thing, it's not going to be kaveh vas. When you're dealing with von chanan, there's a chiddush of that if you eat shamba rasa, achabatsa rasa, achabatsa rasa, yeshan kaveh vas vas idei achilas dvaram chanan, that those who say that's considered kaveh vas idei dvaram chanan, and that would yes be considered a kaveh vas. Even though it's three different things, that would yes be considered a kaveh vas. And that would be considered considered kvias. How you argue that? Kvias discusses that if you have three different achis dvarim chamim, and now you eat you have onions, you have shum, butzer, and pepper. Then you eat something else: jalapeno sauce and
peppers.
Peppers or hot? Three out of peppers. Flames?
Salsa.
Sorry.
Michael
Jeter. Salsa. Kitsa, three other Dram Kharifim. The halacha is that three other Dram Kharifim. So that's not going to be Iker. You know, it's a chazaka, but if you eat other things, it's not going to be Iker.
Did
you
say Michael?
To be Iker, you have to Iker one of those three minim. Because if you eat shum, batzel, and purple. So if I eat now jalapeno sauce, I'm not going to be Iker. You may eat it three times. If I eat shum three times and don't see it, that's not going to be oikar, because oikar one or three minim. Because that three minim, that makes the best of everything. So oikar one or three minim, that's going to be oikar. Mashayin kain, if I just do one of them, then it's not going to be oikar. Chuy, find Rav Chachamim. Just a second.
Wow.